Council was visited Wednesday by representatives of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. In the discussion, Councilmember Kim Carson mentioned briefly that in her neighborhood, Silver Creek, hunting is allowed.
It's just always been designated as hunting. It's on the maps as a hunting area because, I mean, this used to be an area that was full of hunting cabins, and it's just never changed from that. Homeowners have the ability to post their property. The best way to do it is to put no trespassing signs, no hunting. According to DNR, you really need to put the no trespassing signs on. But there's a desire by many in this neighborhood, this is, it happens to be where I live, to get it removed from a designated hunting area.
She said she's been affected by the situation at her own residence.
You know, it used to be that there were a lot of open lots, but those lots are quickly filling in. We have a number of homes under construction this year. I had a large six-point elk shot across from my driveway, which was incredibly disturbing. It was legal because the property wasn't posted, no hunting, and we couldn't prove that he wasn't within 600 feet of a dwelling.
Oh, wow, that could be dangerous, yeah?
It could be really dangerous. That's the main reason people want to try to get it removed as a designated hunting area.
She said she asked DWR officer Justin Dowling how Silver Creek, a special service area, can apply to be non-hunting. On another item, the council heard from the attorney for Silver Creek homeowner George Mount, who owns three lots in Lower Silver Creek. Mount is asking for a ruling from the county that he has a vested right to develop commercial on his property. The council did not make a definitive ruling, but they said the owner made enough of a case to be referred to the Snyderville Planning Commission.
There was a pretty low legal bar. For one, we had to look at whether it had been represented in the past by the county that this was commercial property, which it had been, really since its inception in the mid-60s. And then the second item we had to look at is, had the property owner incurred significant expense based on that representation? And the property owner has, you know, invested considerable amount of money on infrastructure. And our job was just to look at, was there enough evidence to indicate that there could be, they call it estoppel.
Carson said Mount's property is in Plat 1 of Silver Creek, an area that was drawn up in the mid-1960s.
And currently, if you look at the east side of the road, that has been zoned a neighborhood commercial. The other side is still in this vague area, but it's currently zoned rural residential, yet in the past, it has been considered commercial. So I think in the big picture, we need to take a look at that on the west side of the road and make a determination so people have some certainty over there.
All right. We do have some homes being built right there in that area, yeah?
There are, uh-huh. That's where the Woodside homes are.
Okay, so this would kind of be in front of them or closest to the highway?
It's in between those homes and Silver Creek Road and the gas station.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.